School is back in session, the nights are getting cooler and the leaves are beginning to turn. Fall is just around the corner, but don't worry, the end of summer fun isn't over yet. We've rounded up some highlights of the week ahead so you can make the most of these waning late summer days. For weather watchers, cooler days ahead, is there another blast of summer heat in our future? It's always a possibility, but, as of the writing of this post, the week ahead looks like it will get started in cool but pleasant fashion. Monday calls for a high of 23°C and partly sunny skies, with Tuesday offering similar weather, but a high of 21°C. The forecast is now calling for cloud to move in Wednesday, with a chance of some rainfall and a high of 18°C. Weather systems being what they are, though, this is all likely to change quite quickly. Bookmark your New West Weatherhood forecast for the latest hyperlocal weather. For everyone, Community Events New West Horticultural Society. Turn out to the next meeting on Tuesday, September 12 from 7 to 9 p.m. in Centennial Lodge, Queen's Park, for a presentation on the history of the Herb House Rose Garden in Queen's Park, led by Claude Ledoux, retired horticulture manager with the City of New Westminster. Topics include the involvement of the New Westminster Horticultural Society in the Rose Garden's redevelopment, its inclusion in the World Rose Festival, and the breeding of the City of New Westminster's own rose for its 150th anniversary. New West Farmers Market. The next edition of the market is set for Thursday, September 14 from 3 to 7 p.m. at Tipperary Park, next to New Westminster City Hall. Take in food trucks, vendors, live music, and family-friendly activities. For a full vendor list, see the market website. Meet Me Downtown. The city's waterfront fun events series continues with Meet Me Downtown on Thursday, September 14. Tables and chairs will be set up at Hayek Square so you can meet up with friends and take a break between 11 a.m. and 2 p.m. There will also be live music from noon to 1 p.m. salsa in the park. You don't have to be a dancer to enjoy the fun of dancing outdoors at Westminster Pier Park on Friday, September 15 from 7:30 to 9:30 p.m. Turn out with family and friends or head out on your own. No partner is required. DJ Mix will offer up Latin music with a mixture of musical styles and dance rhythms, including salsa, bachata, and merengue, under the direction of instructor Nick Guerna. Concert in the park. Turn out to Moody Park on Sunday, September 17 between 1 and 3 p.m. for a concert by instrumental R&B band Vibetown, along with lawn games, a circus activity, and more family fun. For art lovers, shows around Town Gallery at Queen's Park. The Arts New West Gallery has opened The Interplay of Light, featuring the work of artist Robert Friedman. It's on at the gallery in Centennial Lodge until October 1. The gallery is open Wednesday through Sunday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Admission is always free, but donations are welcome. There's an artist talk set for Sunday, September 17 from 1 to 3 p.m., as Friedman talks about his methods of creating stained glass panels and provides a small demonstration of his work. Amelia Douglas Gallery. The art gallery at Douglas College celebrates Mexican culture with a pair of related exhibits, The Heart's Rhythm, by Mauricio Solario, and Color Calavera, by Adrian Edgar. You can find the gallery on the fourth floor north at the New West Campus, 700 Royal Avenue. It's open Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 7:30 p.m., and Saturday 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Anvil Center Community Art Gallery. The Anvil Center, 777 Columbia Street, presents the feature exhibition Avifauna, Sight and Perception, featuring the work of artists Molly Gray and Nancy Whiteside. Their multimedia works focus on the wonder of birds in the Pacific Northwest Flyway. It's on until September 20, so there's still time this week to check it out. You can drop in between 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. Arietta Art Studio. The studio at 707 Front Street is featuring a solo exhibition by artist Tiana Hall, documenting her mental health journey. Hall plans a chaotic paint workshop on Tuesday, September 19, where participants will be invited to splatter paint or use their fingers or a paintbrush to create an abstract portrait of themselves. There's also a group paint night coming on September 26. For City Hall and School Board watchers, Council meeting. The next round of council meetings is set for Monday, September 11. There's a workshop set for 2:15 p.m. that includes presentations on the city's sewer asset management plan, an update on Queen's Park Stadium and the projected need for spectator amenities, and a report on the city's climate action decision-making framework. Then there's a regular council meeting at 6 p.m. with a busy agenda including an update on the TMSOTEC's Aquatic and Community Center, an update on the 22nd Street Station area visioning process, an update on heritage revitalization agreements in the Queen's Park Heritage Conservation Area and more, including several motions from council members. Note that if you're planning on attending in person, it's being held at the Queensborough Community Center, in the Poplar Island Room. You can find all the details about attending the meeting, along with an agenda and reports, at the City of New Westminster website. For school board followers, meanwhile, there's no board meeting until Tuesday, September 26. Got a New Westminster happening you'd like to share? Email The Record. Follow Julie McClellan on Twitter at juliemcclellan.email Julie, jmcclellan@newwestrecord.ca.